The U.S. Congress couldn't agree on a short-term spending plan to keep the government open after the end of this month, so the threat of a shutdown looms again. The lack of a plan's passage also threatens emergency aid to victims of natural disasters, APRN's Libby Casey reports.
The House went home for a week-long recess Friday after passing a Republican-led bill, but that same legislation could not pass the Democratic-controlled Senate, meaning there's no funding agreement to keep the government running past next Friday. Also in limbo is FEMA's Disaster Relief Fund that helps victims of natural disasters like this year's hurricanes, floods, and fires. The federal agency says the fund will go broke by early next week. Both political parties are pointing the finger. Republicans want to pay for the boost in disaster relief funding by cutting a green car technology program. But Democrats say that Energy Department money creates jobs. Alaska's delegation voted with their parties. What makes this a cliffhanger is that both bodies are supposed to be on recess next week. The Senate is now stuck in D.C. with another vote Democrats are likely to support planned for Monday. Senator Mark Begich's press secretary, Julie Haskett, says it's partisan politics at its worst.
It's very frustrating that they can't seem to just get their work done. He had a full schedule this weekend and Monday and pretty much all next week in Alaska, some of that of which is now upended by the fact that the Senate will be in session on Monday. So we just carry on and keep our fingers crossed that they can get through the partisan bickering and actually get something done back there so the senator can get home.
Senator Begich and Congressman Don Young are supposed to be in Alaska with Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood starting Tuesday. It now looks like Begich will join them partway through the visit. Senator Lisa Murkowski plans to skip Monday's Senate vote since she'd be a no anyway, which is expected to lose. And she has longstanding plans to be in the village of Buckland to celebrate the groundbreaking of its first village-wide sewer system. But at this point, even if the Senate passes a Democratic-favored bill as expected on Monday, how it will be reconciled with the House is up in the air. And the countdown is on for victims of disasters and for funding the government after next week. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.